by all the crossroads, all the Prosha Drachim, it was written a sign, this way, Miklat, this is the way to go. Kadesha Yaakov and Ritzach, Yitzchak Lisham, the Ritzach should recognize the road, how to go, the way, and go there. Omer Avkana, Mikra, where's the place that you have to have signs saying Miklat? The place that says, Tochin Lecho HaDerech, means prepare the road for the Ritzach, means Asem Lecho HaChon HaDerech, make a preparation on the road, which means make signs to make it easier for him to get there. Rab Choma Bachanina, Tosach La Tischa Lahai Pashosa. When he went to Darshan about the Pasha of Ritzach, we start to teach his Talmidim these halachas about a Ritzach, about an Ohr Miklat, he started with a drush like this from this Pasuk. Meyachom. Says the Pasuk with Hillim, Toiv Yosher Hashem Al Ken Yorach HaToyim Baderech. That Hashem is Toiv Yosher, and he'll teach the Chatoyim to go in the right way. So it means like this. Im lechatoyim yoyra, the Kodesh Baruch Hu will teach the chatoyim the right way, kal v'choyim ala tzadikim. For sure, for tzadikim, does Hashem teach them the right way. Because that's this parasha of Ohr Miklat, that even though the person is a type of a rasha, he did kill somebody, even b'shoyde, but he killed somebody, still Hashem helps him, shows him the right way, teaches him to go to the Ohr Miklat.
Why is there the rasha? They say that a person who kills,
yeah,
Rishogeg, is killing somebody in
Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Prosach lo pischo lai pashosim yoch. He started dashing to his talmidim about the pasha of Ohr Miklat from this pasuk. It says in Shmois v'asher lo tzada v'elhim ina liyodoi. A person did not want to kill, but Hashem put it into his hands. Kash, what does this mean? Like a pasuk in Shmuel, kasher yoymar mishala kadmeni. Like kadmeni, the first one said a mashal nereshoyim yetsay resha. From reshoyim, bad comes out bad. What does that mean? What is the pasuk talking about? Both in the Chumash and here, v'shnei bnei yodim. We are two people. Shehor gures hanefesh. Two people killed somebody. Echad horeg b'shogeg. Reuven killed his friend by mistake. And the echad horeg b'meizid. Shimon killed b'meizid. L'zeh ein edim, l'zeh ein edim. There are no edim by both of these cases. So they both go free right now. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do about this? HaKadosh Baruch Hu mazminon lepun legecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes both these two murderers, Reuven and Shimon, come to one inn. Zeh Shorak b'meizid, the one that killed Shimon, that killed his friend b'meizid, Yosher tachas asulim. He'll be on the bottom of the ladder. Zeh Shorak b'shogeg, Reuven that killed his friend by mistake, he'll be up the ladder. Yorak b'sulim, he'll be coming down the ladder. And we have before the loch, Yoni chayiv goyis, if you're doing an action coming down. He'll be coming down the ladder. The Nefil Olav, and he'll fall upon Shimon on the bottom, for Hogai, and he'll kill Shimon on the bottom. So it comes out, Zeh Shorah b'meizid, Shimon that killed somebody else, b'meizid Nerag. Right now he's killed, dead. The Zeh Shorah b'shegeg, the Reuven coming down the ladder that killed somebody before b'shegeg, Gola, he'll go to Golas. That's the specific of Merishoyim Yetzei Resha. From Rishoyim come out other Rishas. The Rashi says clearly, Al Yedei Shoyu Shneim Rishoyim. Both of them are called Rishoyim. Ha'horeg v'anerag, ha'horeg ha'yechayiv golas. V'yein eid v'dover, v'u le'gola, v'anerag ha'yechayiv misa. V'nei v'dover, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put them together, they both receive their punishment. Omer Rabba bar Rav Huna, Omer Rav Huna, v'yamri lo Omer Rav Huna, Omer Rabba Loza. Min ha'Torah, from Psukim and the Torah teach us, or min ha'Neviyim, from the Neviyim we see this, or min ha'Ksuvim, that b'derech shodem roitz aleilech bo molichin oisoy. There's such a need of Hashem, if you insist, you want to go that way, you want to do bad, Hashem will let you do it. If you want to do good, Hashem will help you also. Min ha'Torah, where do we see this from? Clearly, the Pasuk says, loisei lechimoyim. First Hashem told Bilam, do not go with him. And Bilam wanted to. He complained, I want to. Well, see, then the pasuk says, "Kum lech itam." You could go with them. Why? First, Hashem said no. The pshat is Hashem saw that Bilam wanted to go. That's the cloud. But Derech showed him, "Reitz aleilech melichim oseh." They let you go. When the Neviim, the Chassid says, "Ani Hashem lotecho melametcho lohoyul madrichecho paderech." That means, "Baderech zuteilech." You should go with this road. Means the way you want to go. That's the way they'll let you go. Min Hashemayim. Min Aksuvim, Dichsiv, Im La Leitzim, Hu Yolitz, Vula Novim Yitin Chayim, If you want to be a late, if you want to be like a late joker, they'll let you be a joker. If you want to be a better person, for them they'll give grace. If you come to be friends with Leitzim, who yolits? And not from the other, they do not stop you, they'll let you. Since these psukim, it's up to you to do, it's a free choice. Omer Afuna, right sayach shegol oli ir miklot, umotsa goel adom, for horgoy potter. Afuna says, what's going to be if the right sayach is on his way to go into the ir miklot? Like Bezda now just paskined that Yechayev Golus, you killed somebody b'shoigeg, so now he's on his way to the Or Miklat. What's going to be if on the way to the Or Miklat, the Gerad Adam meets him and kills him? So if Huna says Ratzayach, the Gerad Adam is potter. Again, Ratzayach Shegolul, he's on his way to go to Or Miklat, or not the Gerad Adam, but Horgoy potter. Why? Kisavar, Rev Huna holds, when this Pasuk says, V'loy ein mishpat movis, he does not have a chiyuv misa. It's questionable. What does the pasuk go on? Does it go on the rotzeach, the murderer? Like when he asks, answer, he answers, I didn't do anything wrong, I didn't kill the mezid. Or does the pasuk v'loyeh mishpat mavis mean it goes on the girl adam? What do you mean he has no mishpat mavis? That means that the girl adam kills the rotzeach now when he's on the way to the Eretz Miklat. The pasuk means v'loyeh mishpat mavis. That's the way of Huna dashes. So he says the girl adam who deceived. Rav Huna holds the pasuk says v'loy e mishpat mavis, it means upon the girl adam he has no chiyuv misa if he kills the rotzeach. The Rashi says a motza girl adam b'derech balichosu, when he's going into the Eretz Miklat. Rashi says v'ochi, because this is the pasuk means to say ten year that girl adam achrei the rotzeach, maybe the girl adam will run after the rotzeach v'hesigo, he'll meet him v'iko and he'll kill him nefesh. Yeah. For lo yisio, he won't be afraid of me, Bezdin. Ki why? Ki lo yeh mishpat mavis. Because he doesn't have the chi of misa if he kills the Raseach. That's where Rav Huna learns this pasuk. Yeah. May I have a question? For lo yeh mishpat, Brisa says, for lo yeh mishpat says, for lo to him. Ein mishpat mavis, he's not chi of misa, for Raseach across the Madaber. The pasuk is talking about the Raseach. It's saying that the Raseach is not chi of misa, therefore you, Goyal Adam, stay away from him. Atoima, you're telling me Ratzeach is talking about the murderer, or Yehina maybe Yehina Begur Adam, maybe like the Funa Dashins. So we'll prove it now. Kishuim, when the Pasuk says, it ends off, for who loy soina loy mitmal shosham, he did not hate him yesterday or the day before. So that's an excuse, like to the girl Adam, leave him alone. So have a Yehina Ratzeach across the Medaber. We see clearly it's talking about the Ratzeach, that was speaking back to the girl Adam and telling the girl Adam, leave him alone. He is not chayiv misa. Why? Because he did not hate your brother yesterday or the day before. In other words, he did not kill him in Mazid. So you see, the Brisa says clearly, not like Rav Huna. So Gemara says, who the Yom Rav Huna himself holds, ki hai tana, like another Brisa. So machlokes tanoim, the tani wrote another Brisa like this. The pasuk says again, v'loy ein mishpat mavis. He has no chayiv misa. The girl Adam across the Medaber. Here the Brisa sounds like Rav Huna. It's talking about the girl Adam, if he kills the Ratzeach, he's potter from Isa. Ah, Toim, you're telling me the girl Adam across the Medaber, Yehina, maybe no, Elab Ratzeach, it's talking about the murderer himself. Ki Shuaim, when the end of the Pasuk says, Ki Loi, Soinahu Loi, Mitmel Shulsham. That's the end of the Pasuk. There it's talking about Hare Ratzeach Omo. There we're talking about the Ratzeach, that the Ratzeach did not hate your brother yesterday or the day before. So the end of the Pasuk is talking about the Ratzeach. If so, the beginning of the Pasuk, Homani Mekayim V'loy E Mishpat Mavis, what do I do with the beginning of the Pasuk, that there's no Chiyuv Misa upon him? The Goel Adam across the Medaber, that's talking about the Goel Adam, that if he kills the Ratzeach, even when he's on the way to the Or Miklat, he's potter from Misa. Tanan, so it's a Kirtus and Achloikas Tanoim. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Moisrim Loi Shnei Tamidi Chachomim, Shem Yagenu B'derech, V'yadabu Elof. Our Mishnah says when the Ratzeach has to go to the Or Miklat, we sent along with him two Talmid Chachamim, that in case the Goel Adam meets him on the way, like they should stop him from killing. And they'll say words to him. Now, my love, what are the words that the Talmid Chachamim tell the Goel Adam? Isn't it, my love, isn't it, the Masrubei, that they warn the Goel Adam and tell him, listen, the Koto Bar Kotlu, if you're going to kill the Ratzeach, now you should know, you'll be Chayiv Misa for this. So again, Yechuri is not like Rav Huna. You see a proof that the Goel Adam would be Chayiv Misa. The Pasuk is talking about the Ratzeach, not the Goel Adam. Zemara says, Loi, That's not what the Tamil Chum tells the Gerodom. Loi, but rather can it like we learned. Vayedavu elov devarim horuyim loi. It just means they should speak to the Gerodom, tell him words that's fitting. That means oimim loi. They should just try and calm down the Gerodom, try and stop him with words. And we should speak to him, tell him like this. Al tinig boy minig shoychedomim, don't act now like a murderer. This fellow here only killed your brother by mistake. He doesn't deserve to be killed now. That's what we tell him. But if the Gril Adam doesn't listen and kills the Ratzeach, he'll be potter from Misa. Rabbi Meir says, "Hu medaber de'atzmai," that the Ratzeach himself should speak up and talk to the Gril Adam. Shnemet says, "Bezeh devar Ratzeach." These are the words of the Ratzeach Mashmi. He himself speaks up and tries to protect himself. Omruloi. They say over har beshlichas oisa. Hakadosh Baruch Hu have a lot of shluchim. In other words, I did not do it. The Nazid, it wasn't my fault. Like the Maisa before, your brother was killed. Most probably, he deserved to be killed. If it wouldn't have been me doing it, it would have been somebody else doing it. Hashem has har beshlichim. So therefore, it's not my fault. I don't deserve to be killed. Oh, Mama, what we just say? Vishkoga bo Maisa liyodoi, that the person killed b'shegig. But the Gemara Pshit, of course we're talking about Bishkoga. The Bemezid Bar Goloso. Because if the person killed Bemezid, what does Golos have to do here? So that's not a question. In yes, that we learned before. For a time we learned. We have Yesu Yudu Aymer. Betchila, as soon as Bezdin hears that somebody killed somebody, Betchila Echot Shaydi Vechot Mezid. Whether you killed Bishkoga or Bemezid, Magdibim Liar Miklet. The first thing is Bezdin throws you right away to the Liar Miklet. Later, when it comes to time to have the judgment, then Bezdin calls you out from the Ohr Miklat for the judgment. And then, Mishin is Chayiv Misa or Geil. If Bezdin gives a psak that you killed the Mezid, you're Chayiv Misa. Shenemer says, V'sholchu Zikmiir, V'lochu Oysa Misham, V'nosnu Oysa Biyad Geil Adam, V'mes. There is a post that now we take you out of the Ohr Miklat, and if Bezdin paskin that you killed the Mezid, you have a Chayiv Misa, and the Geil Adam gives the Misa. Mishin is Chayiv. If Bezdin came out that you are free, you did not kill, Patru, to let you go free. Shneim the pasuk says, "Vatziluay the eser Ratzeach," that the Bezdin tries and saves the Ratzeach, miyad ger ladom. But Mishin is chayav golos. If Bezdin came out with the psak, you killed and you did it b'shoygeg, then machziru naisalim lemekaymai. We bring you back to the Ohr Miklat. Shneim says the pasuk, "V'yashivay oisay oedo elir miklotoy," that they return you back to the Ohr Miklat. Mashmi, you were there before. Now after the psak din, now they return you. Now we're talking about now when they're returning you back to the Ohr Miklat. After you have your psak din, now if the Gril Adam finds you and kills you, it's a machlokes if he's chayiv misa or not.
Why does it say that?
Ashenosh Shomi ran there, Rebbe Yoima Me'atzma and Hein Golem, that they went there by themselves. No, not like we dashed him before. He holds that a murderer right away himself runs to the Ohr Miklat. Kesurim, because they think they think that we'll be protected there whether we did b'shegeg or b'mezid. They do not know b'shegeg called koltos. True, if you killed b'shegeg, then the ear protects you. B'mezid ain't a koltos. But if you did a b'mezid, it does not protect you. According to him, there was no chiv to go there. It's not the pshat Bezdin sent you there. There was a pasuk that says that Bezdin returned you. So who is mashma that you were sent there first? Rabbi says, no, you weren't sent there. Just the murderers themselves ran there. So Mela Bezdin had to take him out of the Ohr Miklat, and if it's true that he's Chayiv Golos, now they returned him. But he argues there was no chiv at the beginning to send him to Ohr Miklat. That they did on their own. Omer Reb Loza, Iyer Sheruba Reitzchim, a city that most people there are murderers, Eino Kolet Koltas, that cannot be near Ohr Miklat. Shenemrit says, V'daber Biozne Ziknu Ir, means this one person, the Ratzeach, speaks in front of the Ziknu Ir. So Vidashin, he, as Dvorov, V'loi Shehushvul Devrayim Medvorov, Mashmoni, one person comes to talk, a Yochid comes to talk to the Ziknu Ir, and not if it's a majority. Not like if his words meet the other words means there's a majority of people coming to say their words that they killed b'shegeg. V'yom Reb Loza, Iyer Shein Bo Zekenim, if there are no Zekenim in the city, Einam Koltas, it also cannot be an Ohr Miklat.
The Bible says Zikneir. It needs the Zikneir. It says Vedarbo Biyos the Zikneir. You have to come to Zikneir. Vuleka, if you don't have Sikanim there, that means older Tamina Chachamim, it cannot be an Ari Miklet. Itma would learn like this. Ier Shein Bo Zikanim, another law about a city that does not have Zikanim, Rabbi Ami Brabasi. Chadama one says Koltos, it could still be an Ari Miklet. The Chadama ain't a Koltos. No, it cannot be an Ari Miklet. Lamandi Yomena Koltos, being a Zikneir Vuleka. But we just asked, and the Pasuk says Zikneir, you need it. If you do not have them, it can't be. Lamandi Yoma Koltos, he learns Mitzvah Bialma. The Torah doesn't say it Likuv, it has to be there. It's only Mitzvah, it's a nice thing. If they have Zikanim, you should go talk to them. But if you do not have Zikanim, it could still be an Ari Miklet. The Ier Shein Bo Zikanim, another Machloik, is about a city without Zikanim. Rav Ami Rabasi. Chadoma Naso be Ben Tzora Mori. You could have the parsha of a Ben Tzora Mori there in that city. Chadoma Ein Naso Bo Ben Tzora Mori. Luman Diyom Ein Naso Bo Ben Tzora Mori. Bina says, Zikne Iroi. The parents have to bring their child to the Zikne Iroi. Vuleko. Since there are no Zikanim in the city, there can't be a parsha of Ben Tzora Mori. But Luman Diyom Ein Naso Bo Ben Tzora Mori. Mitzvah Biyama. The Pasuk says to bring your child to the Zikneir, it means la mitzvah. If you have them, yes. If not, it's still okay. It's still a parash of Ben Tzora Mori. V'yer Shein Bo Zikanim. Rabbanu Rabbas, another machloikis. Chadama Mevi'ya Egla Rufa. If they find a mace outside the city and it's closest to them, they should bring an Egla Rufa. V'chadama Eina Mevi'ya Egla Rufa. They don't bring this calf to chop off their head. Leman diyoma ena mevi egla rufa. Why? Vina zikne ir valeka. Hey valeka. The pasuk says, bring the case in front of the zikne ir. And if you do not have zikne ir, there's no pasha egla rufa. Leman diyoma mevi egla rufa. Mitzvah biyama again. It's only mitzvah. You know, Sarah says it's not a mitzvah biyama. Rashi says mitzvah shiu sham zakenim. O miyo ki ein bo zakenim. Nami it helps. Om Rabbi Chama Bachelina. If neiman nemru pashas roitzchim.